Hello.
Hello. Hi there. Is it possible if I could please speak to Lizanne Harris, please?
Yes.
Hi, Lizanne. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. How are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
The call today is in regards to the Scottish redress claims you applied for due to your time in care. So my job today is just to make sure we've got your details on file correctly, take a brief statement from you, and I can get everything put into place for you today. Is that okay with you?
All right, okay.
Perfect. So I'm just going to make sure I've got your name on file correctly. If I am correct, I can see here it's spelled as Lizanne. Is it short for anything at all?
Yes, my real name's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, no problem. But are you known by Lizanne?
Yeah.
Perfect, no problem there. Let me just get that on here for you. And again, is your surname correct? We have that on here as Harris, H-A-R-I-Z, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Brilliant, no problem. Can I please ask you, is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. And looking here on your application, I can see the email you provided to us here was... I can't find it. Is it harrislizanne@gmail.com?
That's right.
Perfect. Can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, Elizabeth?
Yeah, it's 21/10/87.
21/10/87. And could I please ask you for your current postcode and door number, please?
Yeah, it's 42DCH16 Juliet.
Sorry, CH16?
No, it's CH16.
Yep.
6 Romeo Juliet.
6 Romeo Juliet, perfect. And in regards to yourself, I just want to give you the reassurance before we do go any further that it's not going to be the case where you're going to be clutching at straws and going to have to pull out evidence to go ahead and obtain some compensation back. Once we actually locate your files, we will prove that you was within these places and your statement will base the value of your entitlement. Now, each claim is different, so we wouldn't be able to give you a direct figure at this moment in time, but we are able to tell you that they all average at around 48,000 per client. Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, could I please ask you, what was your mum's name, if you do remember that?
Yeah, it's Isabel Spears.
Isabel Spears. And dad's name, if you remember?
Billy Todd.
And could I also please ask you, was it just you that was placed into the care system, or was it? Did you have any siblings in there as well?
Yeah, so it's me, my two sisters, and my two brothers.
And what was your two sisters called?
Pamela Spears, Wendy Taylor, and my brothers were Billy Todd and Sandy.
So you've got Billy Todd and, sorry?
Andy Todd.
Andy Todd, no problem. Thank you for that information. And was you all placed together, or did they try and separate you?
No, my two brothers were together, and they were then adopted by their foster carers. My two sisters were separated.
Bless you. So would you actually separate it from all of them, or was you placed into any care homes together?
No, I was separated from them all.
Bless you. I'm sorry to hear that. How old was you when you were first placed into the care system?
I've been going back years now. I think I was about 4 or 5, 6.
Do you know why you were placed into the care system?
Yeah, so we had to go to court for sexual abuse from my mum's babysitter, Tommy Haslett. So basically we got sexual abused and my mum couldn't cope with us as our kids.
So sorry to hear that. And could I please ask you, whilst this claim is ongoing, what I am going to take from you is a beneficiary. So for any reason anything was to happen to you over the next few months of the claim ongoing, is there anybody that you would be happy to this payment for this payment to go to? Have you got any children or a partner or a family member that you'd be happy to receive this payment?
Husband and 3 children, yeah.
What's your husband's name, darling?
Mel Harry. It's BJ.
Sorry, it's just breaking in and out. BJ.
DJ AMEL.
J-A-M-B-L. Mm-hmm. Is that the jumble wrap, sorry?
Jamel.
Oh, sorry, it's just that you've, it's breaking up at the moment. So we've got Jamel and his surname. What's his surname?
Harris,
H-A-R-I-Z. H-A-R-I-Z, perfect. Thank you for that. And would you be happy for me just to pop your mobile number down just for the time being? Perfect, no problem there. Now, we'll also add you onto WhatsApp after this conversation. So throughout this whole process, if you have any questions or if you want to track your claim at any time, you've got direct contact there for me. Even if you just want to have a conversation and get some things off your chest, I'll guide you through the full process and I'll let you know where your case is up to throughout everything, darling, okay?
Okay.
Could I please ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
I haven't, no.
No problem there. You just have to ask that question because we can allocate a 3-month fast track. But if it's not the case of you being over the age of 68 or having any illnesses, the normal procedure will take anything from 6 to 9 months. Now, that doesn't mean that it necessarily will take that amount of time. We just have to tell you that to be on the safe side. Again, is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Now, could I also ask you, when you was within the care system, do you know the first place where you was placed in?
Yeah, so I stayed at 6 Robert Avenue in Craig Walker.
Six Robert Avenue, was that?
It was 6 Craig Walker Avenue. Craig Walker, yeah.
And was that a foster family that you got placed with, or was that an actual care home?
No, it was a foster family. It was Phyllis and Bob. That was their name.
Family, Phyllis and Bob. And how long was you with these four, roughly, darling?
I was with them till I was 11. So...
Was you happy here, or was there anything that was going on here that I should be aware of?
No, I was happy there, but then I wanted to move with my siblings, my sisters.
Go with siblings, not an issue.
Yeah,
and where was your place, Sally?
Well, then I got placed in Preston Pans with Ishbel and David.
Preston Pan was that?
Preston Pans.
And what area was that in, darling?
It was in East Lothian.
And how long was you here for, roughly?
I was there till I was 16.
No problem. And was your siblings here when you was popped in the care of this area, darling? Or was your siblings not actually there?
Just my two sisters.
Two sisters. So you did get placed back with your sisters like you was asking for. That's important. So I just wanted to get that noted down.
But then the relationship broke down with my foster care. I didn't like her. And she was really nasty to call me names and stuff, so I kept running away.
Then
I got placed in Haddington with Hazel and Jim.
Let me just get that on here for you. So you was here till around 16 and then
So I stayed with Ishbel and David till I was 16, but in between that, I was getting moved about because I didn't like staying there, and I kept running away. So I went into,
Okay, so just so I've not got confused here, I've just got it here that you was at Craig Walker Avenue till you was around 11 years old, and then you was placed in Preston Pans with your sisters till you was the age of 16, is that correct?
Yeah, but, in between that...
In between here, you was moved there.
Yeah, I was moved again to Respite, to Haddington to stay with Hazel and Jim because I kept running away from Ishbel. She wasn't nice.
Where's Hazel and Jim? So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through to get a statement. That'll make it a little bit easier for you. So I am going to get here for you. Her first memories of being taken was being placed in the care of Craig Walker Avenue, Edinburgh, foster family. They was called Phyllis and Bob, and you was here till 11 years old. Let me just get that here. and you was here till 11 years old. When you was with Phyllis and Bob, is there anything whatsoever that you would like to make me aware of here where you feel like you may have been mistreated, or was you just left alone? Was anything explained to you? Was you suffering with your mental health or anything throughout this time?
No, I was a bit young at that point. I was like
and quite emotional for missing your siblings and things like that as well. She was here, and you didn't go on any respites while she was here. You was just with them till 11 years old, is that correct? She was here till 11 years old and then wanted to go and be with her siblings. And then, is that when you was then placed straight into Preston Pants in East Lothian?
I was, yeah.
Let me just get that there. And then she was placed in the home of Preston Pants in East Lothian, where her two siblings was, but because they were separated for so long, their relationship wasn't the same. Can I ask you, what was it like when you was in the care of the Preston Pans? Did anyone ever make you uncomfortable, or was you ever locked in your room at any time, or left to fend for yourself in any way?
I kept running away because my foster carer was really nasty. She had three daughters of her own, and she completely...
Went to Preston Pans, they actually was foster carers and not a care home?
No, it was foster care.
What, do you know the name of them two people, darling?
Yeah, Isabel and David.
Isabel, did you say?
No, Isabel.
And David, and they were the foster parents, darling, is that correct?
Yeah. But David's passed away now.
And when you was there, was it just you and your siblings that was here, or did they have other children as well?
Yeah, they had their own three daughters, Lillian, Mandy and Emma.
Their own three children, Billy, Mandy and Emma.
Lillian, Mandy and Emma, yeah.
Oh, Gillian, sorry about that. I thought you said Billy. I do apologise. Gillian, Mandy and Emma. And did they treat different from their own children?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It was different to our own children. Would they ever physically hit you in any way, shape or form, or use any of the belts or anything as punishment?
No. No, no.
No problem. Did they keep you locked in your rooms, or did they keep you separate from your sisters or anything like that while she was here, darling?
Kept us locked in our rooms. We had, like, times, bedtimes. We had, like, times for eating, times for showering, times for cleaning the house. Like, it's just awful.
If you was naughty here or anything, what would the punishments be, darling, with them?
We were always grounded, so come home, I'd be painting at school and I'd come home and I'd get grounded for a month or grounded for 2 months, locked, kept in my room, reading a book. Wasn't allowed
there. Did they stop any family visits or anything like that, darling?
Yeah, so I was supposed to see my brothers one weekend because I used to go and see them at the weekend. So I taxed to come pick me up, and because I was bad that she stopped me going that weekend. But there was a family party.
Sorry about that. And of course, your mental health would have been just deteriorating over time.
Yeah, it was really bad actually. So I couldn't take any more. So I started running away. Yes, I was sleeping in fields and she had the police out for me. So I'd go to school in the morning and then I would run away. Like, I wouldn't even go to school. But then when I was there, we were going through a rape case at court. So it was really hard as well because I was going through that as well for... for 3 years that she's been on.
So was this due to what was going on at home while she was being abused at home, that case was going on, or did any sexual abuse happen to you while she was in the care of any of these?
No, so that was when I stayed with my mum. We were put in care. So I stayed in Portobello with my mum, and a rape case had came up that Tommy Haslett, I don't know if you've heard of him, but he had abused us. He used to be our babysitter for my mum.
Sorry to hear that. Disgusting.
Yeah.
And obviously your head's going to be everywhere at that time when you're running away from the care home. You're not feeling safe there. Not only that, you've got a case that's going on at this moment in time. You don't know who you can trust. I was in court due to what was happening at home. I was confused. I had no support or guidance.
Yeah,
social workers. And then when you was running, sorry?
My social workers didn't listen to me. Like, when I was telling them what Ishbel was doing, she was calling me names. She kept calling me vermin and ferret all the time.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And then in regards to the workers never listening to you, from here, if I am correct, once they caught you after running away, did they take you then back to the care home, or did you get placed with Hazel and Jim then?
Yeah, I got placed with Hazel and Jim then, yeah.
Just get one here for you. Never listen to me. So after I ran away, they then placed me with another foster. Even being passed from pillar to post at such a young age and being taken away from your siblings like that is not acceptable whatsoever. We need to respite to stay with Hazel and Jim. How long was you with Hazel and Jim for, darling?
I can't actually remember. I think it was a couple of months anyway. It wasn't that long.
A few months.
Yeah.
For a few months, it wasn't that long, no problem. And was everything all right when you was with Hazel and Jim, or did anything carry on here?
No, it was amazing. They were so lovely people, but there
was
a way.
We get that here. Just
said that I had to go back to.
I felt the safest. And after they've come and taken you back, the social workers, darling, did they then place you back into the care system of the Preston Pants?
Yeah, put me back, yeah.
Bless you.
And then I started, so by that time I was around about, just turning my 16th birthday, and as soon as I was 16, I moved.
Bless you.
I left.
He's been right back. Yeah. If you can, let me just have a look here. Could you spell Ishbel for me, just to make sure I've got her name down correctly?
It's I-S-H-B-E-L.
Perfect, with Ishbel. And you said his surname, he was called David, didn't you?
That was
Ishbel and David.
Yeah,
and was Ishbel more abusive than David towards you?
Yeah. Definitely. David was actually really nice. I didn't really have any problems. He just had to listen to her. He was the boss, basically.
Did she ever hit you at all, or pull your hair, or push you around, or anything?
Yeah, she pulled my hair. but she didn't actually hit me physically, because I told her, you can't hit me, you're not my mum, you're not my mum,
yeah.
You don't have...
More the mental side of things.
Yeah.
Did she treat her own children different to you and make it known?
Oh, yes, definitely. So, so my sisters moved out because they're a lot older than me. And I was left on my own as well. But even when my sisters were there, so it was always like, we got one suite, and that was on a Friday. And then on a Saturday, we would, like, babysit our dinner, but then we would get chucked outside and we would get beneath and stuff.
So sorry.
And, like, for packed lunch or... like, for food, house, like, to help ourselves. We had to wait until our food was on the table before we could eat. And if we didn't like it, it was just possible. But her daughters, like, we could go and help ourselves. We could whatever we want. And then we would get, like, for our birthday, we'd get, like, food and stuff. Like, horrendous.
Did she allow you to smoke or drink or anything while she was here, darling?
No
problem whatsoever. And also, while she was here, did she ever break any of your property or anything like that at all? Or take anything off you?
Oh, yeah, she used to take my stuff all the time. She also used to, like, I wasn't allowed to wear whatever clothes I wanted. She would take my clothes, the stuff, like, she would tell me what I was wearing, what I was eating, when I was to shower. And then if she grounded me, she would take all my things off me and she would leave me with a book.
So sorry to hear that you've had to deal with this. I don't know how you did actually cope with it in that place. I'm so sorry that you've had to be impacted like this. I'm just going to get on here. As soon as she turned the age of 60, she left and went and off on her own with no guidance. Even just speaking to you now, I can tell that you are a shell of a person and you do feel hesitant to open up, which is, of course. Do you struggle to build relationships with people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to get counselling after when I was, between 18 and 20, I went to counselling because I couldn't cope with my life. Struggled really hard. If you live as well.
Sorry to hear that. And I'm just going to get it noted that it's something that she will never forget.
No.
Now, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to get your case submitted off right away. You've 100% given me enough information there to get your case allocated, and I can reassure you that will be put into submission within the next 20 minutes once I get it put onto the portal for you. Now, the way that it works is we will locate your... Basically, we submit for your documentation, which is your files, basically, and they allocate your files straight back to the solicitor itself. Now, as soon as he gets that, he just cross-referenced that you was within these places. And in the most professional way I can say it, a lot of these people would have already had claims made against them and things like that. So it's not the case where you'll need evidence. It is your word against theirs, but we use your statement as your evidence, so they can't say that this never impacted yourself. Now, in the most professional way, again, we know you're not going to make up these stories or make up these allegations from such a young age. So that is the reassurance that we can give you. Your statement is what will base your claim upon it. Now, you 100% have been physically tormented throughout of your whole teenage and child years. And not only that, you've definitely not been given any sort of guidance that you should have been. And also the kind of treatment that you needed after what you've been dealing with at home as well. Now, because of that, unfortunately, I can reassure you, the nicest way I can say to you, you have been failed throughout of the whole process here. That will take a very big part in the claim. Now, I understand no money is going to take away what you have had to deal with, but I can reassure you now, we will make sure we go for the maximum amount. That will make us feel better in regards to you getting the justice that you deserve. Because, of course, these people are possibly still not here at this moment. So with them going to prison and things like that, wouldn't really impact yourself. It's the money where we can go ahead and say, right, she needs this because she's going to go and enjoy her life now. She's had so many years of feeling like this, and this is now time for her to go and enjoy herself and start making movements and trying to basically make herself happy again. Now, I'll reassure you throughout everything. I'm going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp now. Just give me a second. Do you by any chance have a driver's license or a passport or a provisional or anything like that at all?
Yeah, I have a passport, yeah.
Perfect, because we will just require a picture of basically ID and proof of address so we do know it is yourself that is making the claim, and of course it is you that's receiving the title. And have you got your passport with you at the moment, darling?
I can get it. Just a minute.
Just so I can get it submitted off. Whilst you're doing that, I'll go and get you a message sent over on WhatsApp now.
Okay.
This isn't your WhatsApp number, is it, if I'm correct? You've got a different number for WhatsApp.
Oh, yeah, I didn't change it. It should be, it should be my...
Whenever you're ready, can I take that from you?
The WhatsApp or my passport?
Yes, please. WhatsApp number, your WhatsApp number, please.
Yeah, so on WhatsApp, my number is, I think it's my 821...
And I'm just going to get that over there to you. Now, I am also going to keep on the your claim form for you, the name Lizanne as well, if you do like to be known as Lizanne. And that way the legal team will call you that. But I have also got Elizabeth on there. I have just popped you a message over on WhatsApp. Will you just tell me? Perfect. Brilliant. I have sort of the correct number then. I'm just going to pop that on here for you as well, for your WhatsApp number, just so we am aware.
I sent you my passport. Did I just send you a picture of my passport on WhatsApp?
Yes, please. And also, we would require a letter, any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. It just needs to have your address on there for your check procedure. It could be anything.
That's fine. So, what's that just now? I think it's that one there. I don't know if you got that one there.
That's just come through. Perfect. Thank you.
And a letter,
Yes, please. Any letter. You just need to have your name, address, and the date on there within the last 3 months.
We'll just send you my child benefit letter. So that's easier. And that one.
Perfect. That's amazing. Now, you've also should have had a text message come through to your normal mobile, and it would have come through to your email as well. And this is just to say that you are happy for us to request your files. Would you click on that link for me, please, darling?
Proceed to document.
Yeah, perfect. Now, once you press proceed to document, it should say agree and accept, or accept and agree.
Yeah.
And once you press that, it should take you straight to a box saying signature. Once you click on that signature box, it will automatically bring three signatures up for you, and you can press either of those, whichever you prefer. Once you've pressed that, there's a little box underneath it that says, I acknowledge, and then you press OK, and that should come straight back through to me. That's done, that's perfect. So what I'm going to go ahead now and do for you, Elizabeth, is I'm going to go ahead and submit the case. Now, as I explained to you on the earlier call, your average claim will be around $48,000, but we do need to make you aware you may get contacted directly in the next few days or up and coming weeks to be offered an upfront settlement figure of anything from $5,000 to £10,000. Do not accept that upfront offer. They're trying to get you to an accept and under settlement figure because the claims will average at $48,000. So my best advice to you is just hang up the phone on them. It will be a third-party company just trying to poach you. Now, what I am going to do for you, just so you are aware on who's dealing with your case, is I'm going to password protect it for you. So if anybody does call you and you are unsure on who you're speaking to, just ask them for your password, darling. Now, what word would be the best word that I can use as a password for you?
Ahmed.
Say that again for me, sorry, darling.
Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D.
A-H-M-A-D, perfect. So if anybody calls you and they do not know that password, just bob the phone down on them. Now, you'll know if it's anybody from the department of ourselves because we'll always confirm MMA legal and we'll always confirm to you the password as well. And if anybody calls you and offers you any money, you know that no money being offered up front like that is obviously for the benefit of your good. So anything you need, you pop me a message over. I'll keep you updated over the next few weeks. I do appreciate your time today in giving me that information, and I will reassure you to do my very best to go ahead and get you the maximum amount, darling, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a lovely weekend. All right, darling.
Yes, though. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye.